Well, as you heard there, thousands of people have packed into St. Peter's Square in Vatican City this morning for the funeral of Pope Emeritus Benedict. The former pontiff died on Saturday at the age of 95. Well, I'm joined from the Vatican by Nick Squires, Rome correspondent at The Telegraph. Nick, thank you very much for taking our call today. So just talk to us about what's happening right now as we speak.
Well, the funeral mass is over, the ceremony is over, and people have been streaming out St. Peter's Square. It lasted for a couple of hours. A very cold, foggy morning for Rome. People were shivering in that sort of early morning chill. The Vatican police, the gendarmerie, said there were about 50,000 people in St. Peter's Square. So a decent turnout, but nothing like the numbers we saw for John Paul II, for instance, and certainly there was still space in St. Peter's Square. And I think perhaps the most striking moment from this morning was when Pope Francis placed his hand on the wooden coffin of his predecessor, Pope Benedict, and bent his head in a sort of silent prayer just before Benedict's coffin was taken into St. Peter's Basilica by a dozen pallbearers.
And that in itself is unprecedented in modern times, isn't it, for a living pope to bury his predecessor?
Yes, it hasn't happened since 1802, when a pope, one of the pious popes, presided over the funeral of his predecessor. That predecessor had died in exile as a prisoner of Napoleon. So it's more than 200 years that we've seen this spectacle of, yes, a living pope leading the funeral of another pope.
So Pope Benedict's coffin carried and buried in this crypt beneath St. Peter's Basilica. Is that what happens?
That's right, yes. There's a private service going on, and he will be buried in what's called the Vatican Grottos, a crypt where many other popes have been laid to rest in the past. That's correct.
Does this pave the way now for future resignations of popes? I know there has been speculation about Pope Francis and what he might do, but given what we saw over the last number of years and Benedict's decision to leave when he did, do you think that changes things?
Yeah, I think it definitely does. I mean, the sort of orthodox thinking within Vatican circles was that Pope Francis, although he's spoken of the possibility of resigning, he couldn't really do it until the death of Pope Benedict, because had Pope Benedict still been around, that would have thrown up the prospect of having three popes, two retirees and one active pope. And I think most people thought that that's not something that Francis would have countenanced. Now that Benedict has passed, I think it definitely opens up the way for Francis to resign if he chooses to. And he's said on several occasions that he feels that if he doesn't have the mental or physical capacity to go on, then that would be the right thing to do. And in fact, recently he revealed that he's many years ago, in fact, he signed his resignation letter just in case, you know, just in case he loses those capacities. We know just this morning he came out for this funeral mass and ceremony in a wheelchair, which we've seen many times in the past few months. He has sciatica. He has had major colon surgery last summer. He's got a very painful knee. And of course, since an operation from when he was a young man, he has half of one lung. So, you know, he's okay. But I think one shouldn't be surprised if in the next year or 2 years or at some point in the future, he does indeed follow the path of Benedict.
Nick, thank you very much for your time this morning. Nick Squires there in the Vatican, and Nick is Rome correspondent at The Telegraph.